You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. What's good, CU Insight Trendline listeners? I'm especially excited this week as many of us prepare to converge on Washington, D.C. for the America's Credit Union's Governmental Affairs Conference. It's always great to see so many of our valued CU Insight subscribers, collaborators, partners, content experts, and advertisers all in one place, and to take in the outstanding lineup of speakers America's Credit Unions has put together for us. But before we head to D.C., we've got a packed episode of the CU Insight Trendline to share with you, so let's jump right in.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, Why Credit Union Leaders Should Be Preparing for Stablecoins, by Wide Open Ventures' Lamont Black. Stablecoins aren't just a crypto sideshow. They're emerging as digital dollars that could quietly reshape payments, liquidity, and member expectations. Credit unions don't need to adopt anything tomorrow, but they do need to understand what's coming as regulation clarifies and adoption accelerates. The real risk isn't moving too fast. It's organizational misalignment and waiting until pressure shows up under a different name. Credit unions that put in the work now to build shared understanding and a clear point of view will have far more flexibility and confidence down the road. Number two this week is Blockbuster, Bitcoin, and the Generation That No Longer Needs Us, by DeLand's Randy Ralston. This article uses Blockbuster, Netflix, and early Bitcoin as reminders that disruption rarely feels urgent when it first appears. The real warning signs today aren't headlines. They're everyday friction, especially for younger generations, who default to Litecoin, digital marketplaces, and tools like Venmo and Cash App because they're simply easier. Credit unions aren't losing members through rebellion, but through small frustrations that add up. The message is clear. Early decisions may feel uncomfortable, but waiting until change is obvious often means the choice is no longer yours. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Thank you, John. And now I'm pleased to welcome Alyssa Horwitz back to the podcast with a spotlight piece on Park Community Credit Union.
In our latest CU Spotlight, we're featuring the Park Community Credit Union Foundation in their continued investment in their community through the Pathways to Prosperity grant program. Since launching in 2023, Pathways to Prosperity has delivered more than $272,000 to 25 organizations. This year, Park Community Foundation awarded $97,960 to 10 nonprofits across Kentucky and Southern Indiana, supporting programs focused on education, financial well-being, and thriving communities. But what sets this effort apart is their commitment to going beyond the grant check. Park Community employees volunteer alongside grantees throughout the year and provide free financial education to the communities those nonprofits serve. Guided by a trust-based philanthropy model, Park Community Foundation recognizes that nonprofit leaders are closest to community challenges and best positioned to determine how resources should be used. To support that philosophy, the application process has been streamlined to make funding more accessible. Through Pathways to Prosperity, the Park Community Credit Union Foundation continues to bring the credit union philosophy of people helping people to life, strengthening nonprofit partners and helping communities across the region thrive. CU Spotlight features credit unions that are making significant impacts in their communities. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@CUinsight.com.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DoD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth.
As mentioned earlier, we are leading up to the America's Credit Union's Governmental Affairs Conference, and in preparation, I had the opportunity to talk with my longtime friend John Bratsakis. John is the president and CEO of the Maryland and D.C. Credit Union Association and is also the chair of the American Association of Credit Union Leagues, also known as ACUL. John spoke with me about the league involvement at the Governmental Affairs Conference and how that impacts advocacy both during the event and throughout the year. John, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Washington, D.C., and can you tell me a little bit about the relationships of both the leagues and America's credit unions and how you coordinate leading up to the Governmental Affairs Conference?
Yeah, first, it's great to talk to you, Greg. Looking forward to seeing you and welcoming, I think, America's credit union said another 6,000 plus folks to D.C. next week. I think one of the key components with the leagues that we do with America's credit unions is that coordination. And leading up to GAC, it really is, you know, kind of the culmination of, you know, we do weekly meetings with hundreds of advocacy professionals every week. And a lot of that is to coordinate those relationships that we all have. And I think that's the one thing. So we can coordinate messaging, we can target what messages that we need to get to which people. And I think that's one of the unique parts of that collaboration and over 100 years of coordination between the organizations.
So how do you then at GAC take this to the Hill and even beyond GAC, you take that coordination, how do you build on that again with the other leagues through ACUL and with America's credit unions?
Yeah, so I would say when we hit the Hill, what's unique about the league system, especially just kind of narrowing it down to that, is that there's 535 relationships on the Hill. Every league has relationships with every single member of Congress, and we're able to take that messaging to the Hill during GAC, during our visits, but then even more so what we're able to do is we take that back home into the districts. And that's the uniqueness of understanding what are the priorities of, you know, our representatives and our senators and the communities that we serve as credit unions. And the leagues working with America's credit unions, we're able to communicate that on a very small level or a micro level, but also on a very large, broad, coordinated level. And that's the uniqueness. And we've seen that in countless things, whether it was the tax fight we had last year, whether it's Credit Card Competition Act, something as unique and niche as the 990 issue that came up earlier. But what we're able to do is we're able to attack things either surgically, or if we need a sledgehammer, we can do that collectively. But I think most of us know, and you did this so successfully for many years, you know, advocacy isn't about the sledgehammer. It's about understanding the messaging, understanding, you know, the perspectives of your representatives and your senators. Because a lot of times, as you've been in those meetings, a lot of times they'll be like, hey, I hear you, but from my perspective, X, Y, and Z. So we have to tailor those messages. And for the leagues, I think that especially are uniquely positioned with leadership, you know, that's a whole nother set of nuance that you need to appreciate and understand how to work around and how to work through and with. And I think that's the uniqueness. And so these conversations don't stop with America's credit unions. We coordinate every week. We communicate every week. And then I'm scared to think how many one-off meetings and conversations we have and coordinate in each individual league.
Well, the nuance is real. And as an observer, I know that you do it as well as anyone working with members of Congress and lawmakers. John, it's been a privilege to have you join me for a few minutes here on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Thanks, Greg. Really appreciate it and look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Me too.
Always great to talk with Johnny B. Appreciate him and the work of all of the leagues in advocacy for credit unions. And now let's hear from Linda LaFortune on some upcoming industry events, and following that, our number one article with John Pettit.
Here is this week's event spotlight. First up, if your credit union is looking to boost efficiency, this one's for you. On March 11th, join a free webinar presented by Interface AI, featuring leaders from Navigator Credit Union and Red Rocks Credit Union, as they break down how agentic AI is transforming their efficiency ratios and what that could mean for your bottom line. Next up, if you lead marketing, PR, or growth at your credit union or support teams that do, this is one to get on the calendar. Join America's Credit Unions for the Marketing, PR, and Development Council Conference happening March 22nd to 25th in Colorado. And finally, if rising delinquencies are on your radar, this free webinar is worth your time. On April 8th, join a session presented by SWBC titled Delinquencies on the Rise: Discover the Winning Formula for Staying Ahead. You'll get the latest data on auto loan and credit card delinquencies, where pressure is building fastest, and what it all means for credit unions right now. For more information on these and other industry events, go to cuinsight.com/featured-events.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Credit Union Leadership in the Year 2026, the Year of Chaos, by Sunward Federal Credit Union's Christopher Danvers. This piece frames 2026 not as disorder, but as growing unpredictability, especially in payments. Between digital assets gaining clarity, new digital banks emerging under the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and renewed political focus on credit cards and interchange from Donald Trump, the landscape is shifting fast. The takeaway for credit union leaders is to stay focused, prepare for smart pivots, and engage early on the policy issues that could reshape payments, balance sheets, and member access to credit. I recently asked Christopher, what's one concrete step credit union leaders can take in 2026 to stay prepared for payments-related pivots without distracting teams from current priorities?
Be in the know first and increase your visibility by sourcing insights from both industry and people. Industry sources will tell you what they are doing or what it means for their success. Start with credit unions, but be intentional to seek out other perspectives, payments more broadly, banks and fintech. People, however, will share more unvarnished opinions and points of view. A great source are people and communities who post about your topic on social media platforms like X. Combining these different perspectives is powerful to understanding and developing your own point of view.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of cuinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.